Doctrinal Mastery, Understanding the Doctrine. The First Vision. Joseph Smith, History, verses 16 and 17. I saw a pillar of light exactly over my head, above the brightness of the sun, which descended gradually until it fell upon me. When the light rested upon me, I saw two personages, whose brightness and glory defy all description, standing above me in the air. One of them spake unto me, calling me by name, and said, pointing to the other, This is my beloved Son, hear him. Pillar of light, above the brightness of the sun. Joseph Smith described the glory of the Lord's presence just as other prophets had. 1. It's bright or fiery. See Exodus 3, verses 2 through 4, Deuteronomy 5, verse 4, Isaiah 33, verse 14, and Matthew 17, verses 2 and 5. 2. It can seem like a pillar. See Exodus 13, verse 21. Calling me by name. The Father knows each of us individually. Two personages. These two words convey important truths. One, Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are two separate beings. Two, they are in human form, suggesting that, three, we are literally the spirit children of the Father, not some other kind of animal creation of His. This is how Joseph Smith's first vision blesses our own personal lives, the lives of families, and eventually the whole human family. We come to believe in Jesus Christ through the testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith. From Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, April 2005 General Conference. This is my beloved Son. The Father has introduced the Son at other times. At Jesus' baptism, see Matthew 3, verse 17. On the Mount of Transfiguration, see Matthew 17, verse 5. When Jesus Christ appeared to the Nephites, see 3 Nephi 11, verse 7. Hear him. The Father's voice to Joseph and to us all directs us to hear his Son. That's how we'll have peace and eventually return to the Father. End of the article. Doctrinal Mastery, Understanding the Doctrine, The First Vision. Read by Scott Christopher.